Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you today in the name of our Lord Jesus, and I want to share with you a message that I received a couple weeks ago in March while praying. Before I received this message, I heard from the Lord to go ahead and to put it up on YouTube. So I was very excited when I heard that because I have missed not being able to come before you all and share things with you through YouTube. I've been sharing most of the prophecies now through my newsletter, and if you haven't already gotten that, the link is down below. Please go check it out. It's under my contact page on my blog. And if you have already signed up and you haven't gotten any of my newsletters, please check your spam first and then go ahead and resubmit through that contact page. Also, I have a Patreon account now, and that is another way for people to support me. But I am putting my articles up that I have been writing. These are not prophetic messages from the Lord. These are things that I have been learning from the Lord, and I have written articles about them. So you can find them there. I have just put one up called Anointing with Oil, and you don't have to join the Patreon to get that one. But there are others up there. I have a couple on. I have one on Angels Among Us. I have one on Keys to the Kingdom, Binding and Loosing. I think I have about 15 articles all in all there. I also have my Dream Forum. I have my Safe Haven Forum. And I have my Homeschooling Forum. All these links will be down below for you. All right, so I have a very sobering message to bring to you today. It's just very sobering. It's really about the next plague that's going to, I don't know if it's the next plague, but one of the plagues that's coming, is coming upon the unrighteous, and the Lord showed me Revelation 9 concerning that, and I'll read those scriptures to you. I believe that's the fifth angel trumpet, and I don't know if this is exactly what the Lord was referring to in this message, but I'm pretty sure it was. Also, before I start the message, there's one more warning I need to put out there. A couple nights ago, I had a dream vision, and I saw a storm coming, and I knew it was going to be a horrific, awful storm, and it was very dark, and I knew that I was in the state of Maine. So when I woke up, I wrote it down. I don't know exactly what it's referring to. I don't know if it's a physical storm that's coming through Maine, maybe from Canada, or if it's something else, like a terrible storm of some other besides the weather that's going to happen to Maine. I don't know. But I want to put that warning out there because the Lord gave it to me. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read this to you. This is the message that I received. I'm calling it The Wrath of God, A Plague for the Unrighteous. Tell them I am coming soon, and they are to wait for me. Wait upon the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. The sky is gray from the smoke of my wrath that is coming. I will pour out my wrath on the unjust, the unrighteous, the rebellious, and the wicked. They have no idea what is coming, for they think they control their own destiny, when in fact, I am their destiny maker. Their plans will not hold, but will slip from their fingers like water that cannot be held. Their ways are like grievous sores that will manifest upon them if they do not turn from their wicked ways now. A great plague will overcome them, and they will wish for death, but it will not come. Even after I start pouring my wrath, they still will not repent because their hearts have been made into stone. They have exchanged their glory for the polluted ways that end in eternal death, the second death. These days we know were coming, and they are here now. I grieve for the loss of life and for those who choose me not, because their fate is so horrendous. However, it is not too late to turn back to me. I am still here with open arms waiting for anyone to call upon me, and I will hear. Yes, the hour is late, but there is still a harvest of souls that will enter into the kingdom. Many eyes will be opened to the truth as I pour out my spirit on those who have left the door open for me. All that is written in my word is now coming to fruition. Only the blind cannot and will not see because of the hardness of their heart. I say, open your eyes and read my word in these last days. Then call out to me and you will be saved. The hour is late. Do not delay. War, pestilence, and famine comes. All will pass away, but the word of the Lord stands forever. Make your choice now, whether you still stand for me or stand for the enemy, the Savior of the world, Jesus. And then I heard this. My eyes are on the righteous, and I am attentive to their prayers. Do not give up hope, for I am the giver of hope and love. And he ended with these words. The days draw darker, but my light will shine brighter. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, I believe that this message was referring to Revelation 9, where it talks about the fifth seal, the fifth trumpet, that locusts come to torment and strike a man. And it says, in those days, men will seek death and not find it. They will desire to die, and they will flee, and death will flee from them. And I think the Lord was pointing to that. It also says that, but the rest of mankind, this is still Revelation 9, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons, idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither hear nor walk. So this, I believe, message was referring to a plague that is coming upon the unrighteous, and it's going to have grievous sores, and many people will wish to die, but if the torment's going to be so great, but they can't. And after this plague is over, they still will not repent. However, the good news is that the Lord is so merciful. He's so merciful. He's so forgiving. And he is waiting for as many people as possible to turn back to him, even during these last days. And so I'm going to end with that. I'm going to end with Joel 2:32. And it says, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.